I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Tomorrow is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, and there are several opportunities for people in the local area to drop off their unwanted prescription medications. Our own Mike Plourd had a chance to speak with Trooper Andy Rigling from the Michigan State Police and Rich Johnson. He's a retired volunteer with the Forsyth Township Police to find out more on what's happening tomorrow with National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day on a local level here in Marquette County.
Tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. till 2, we're offering a time when people can bring in any prescriptions that they have, any pills that they have that they don't use, have no use for, whatever circumstance they may have, and we'll take them back with no questions asked at all, and we'll dispose them for them.
And that's it. Really, they should not be flushed down the toilet, which happens fairly often. Because that goes into the water supply. The water supply is not equipped to filter that.
Correct.
And Rich, you're with Forsyth Police, and what are your comments about that?
Well, it's been, I think it's been very, very successful in my experience. Lots of folks, now that they're becoming more aware of it, they are bringing it in more frequently. It's pills only at the department, and then all the pills are kept in a bin, a locked bin, and then the Drug Enforcement Agency picks them up, I believe it's twice a year. But the thing that as Andy alluded to, it's no questions asked. And we don't, and people bring in, for example, their pill bottles or whatever, and then we have them dump them into little sealable, like sandwich bags, for disposal. But we don't ask any questions. It's simply safe disposal of prescription drugs.
And that's very true, because I've done it myself. And it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes you just you get more prescription medication than you really need, or they expire before, you know, and you can't take them. What do you do with them? And as I mentioned earlier, you don't flush them down the toilet.
Right. Exactly. It's because, you know, it's a real environmental issue, obviously. And the thing is, what I see a lot of, at least, and I'm sure Andy does at the Post, is that people come in with these huge amounts. Well, what happens is somebody has passed away in the family. You know, so they're getting rid of it, and now they're doing it safely and properly.
Here's another thing, too. We're talking to Rich Johnson, who is with Forsyth Police, and Andy Rigling, who is a Michigan State Police trooper. And here's another thing that happens, guys. I know you know this as well, but people will collect for their neighbors, and they'll come in, and they've got a whole bucket of stuff, but, you know, maybe a half dozen people who couldn't make it to this, or maybe were a little shy about coming in. So if you're going, would you take mine? And, oh, yeah. And then you never know. But you don't, like you say, you don't ask any questions at all.
No, we don't. If they want to bring in their neighbors, that's fine. Get them off the street so they don't end up in the wrong hands, and so somebody doesn't get hurt.
Andy, as a Michigan State Police trooper, how important is that? And how much of a headache is that going to relieve for your organization when those drugs are off the street?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a win-win for everybody. You know, we're able to take them off the street. And just the fact that you mentioned that people don't know, what do I do with them? So that way they have an avenue of getting rid of them, and it keeps them off the streets. So, you know, young kids don't get into the pill bottles or end up in the wrong hands. So,
and there are a lot of people who will steal whatever drugs they can get, doesn't matter what kind they are, and they're going to try to sell them on the street.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. For sure. And the other thing I should point out too is that one of the handouts I just gave you was about the sharps. That's a question that we get asked a lot. We can't take them, but people will ask, well, what do I do with, you know, diabetic syringes and so on? And we have a list here. I took off of the Marquette County Health Department's website, and there's a whole list of pharmacies and so on, as you can see, where they can drop those off, and then they are safely disposed of.
And those are pharmacies from all over the area. Pharmacies we all know.
Right, in Marquette County, right?
Yep. Talking to Andy Rigling, who is a Michigan State Police trooper, and Rich Johnson, who is a volunteer and employee, actually, from the Forsyth Police Department. One more time, fellas, what's happening, when, and where?
Matt, of course, at all Michigan State Police posts across the state, and I know Forsyth Township, we're offering the drug take-back, where any of your unused prescription drugs, pills, can be dropped off at the post or at the township office between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on tomorrow.
And during regular hours, anytime during the week.
Gotta like it. Like it.
And we do offer that service also, that anybody, being 8 and 4 business hours, Monday through Friday, you can drop those off anytime.
And Forsyth is between the hours of 7 a.m. and 3 p.m.
That's our own Mike Plourd chatting with Rich Johnson. He is a retired volunteer with the Forsyth Township Police and Trooper Andy Rigling from the Michigan State Police. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.